From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting 4,000 Iraqi troops began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The forces met stiff resistance Thursday as they advanced toward a group of villages southeast of the city. The troops came from two directions, creating a pincer movement around the villages. By mid-afternoon, they had seized four villages but had not yet managed to control all of the area. European Union justice and security ministers held talks in Brussels Thursday on ways to shore up intelligence and security. Europol director Rob Wainwright says Europe is facing an unprecedented challenge.
This is the most serious terrorist threat we've faced in Europe for at least a decade. And even in the last 6 months, I think, we're faced by a determined new strategy by Islamic State to take the fight to Europe, to our streets, with a more aggressive form of international terrorism.
Meanwhile, police are looking for yet another suspect in the terrorist attacks in the Belgian capital. The attacks killed at least 31 people and wounded 300. Media reports say video surveillance from a bombed commuter rail station showed an unidentified man walking with one of the bombing suspects. A Republic of Congo Army general is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service Thursday after Congo's interior minister announced in Brazzaville that Sassou Nguesso had won over 60% of the vote in Sunday's election and thus no second-round ballot would be necessary. In a telephone interview, Mokoko said the results are falsified. There was no immediate reaction from the government. This is VOA News.